RNZ National, it's Tech Tuesday, and time to check in with our tech expert, Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services. Hey there, Dan.
G'day, Jesse.
Yeah, tech expert or not, tell us about your interesting week.
Okay, I was once again reminded of the value of having updates in place for your key things, right? And regardless of insurance, some things are simply not going to get covered. So I was having a lovely Sunday afternoon, listening to a podcast with my phone in my pocket of my stubbies, buzzing about the lawn. Had to bend over and shift a dog toy to so I didn't run over that.
Your lawn mowing?
Yeah, on a ride on, and then I was reversing up to get around some shrub, you know, and then I heard this clunk, and I went, "Oh, not another dog toy!" And I looked down. I went, what the hell is this? And it dawned on me that the parts I was looking at were the destroyed components of my cell phone. And absolute complete obliteration. It was one card remaining, and that was my firearms license. And even that took a bit of a blow. But
hang on a sec. Your phone or your wallet?
Well, I have one of those wallet phone combo case things. So it's all in one place, right?
It's easy to destroy it all at once. It's very convenient.
All at once, that's right. Yeah, very convenient for the lawnmower. And then you realize like how much like you depend upon it. But like a good IT guy, I have everything on my phone backed up into the cloud. Right. So it's just a piece of hardware.
Yeah.
And then that's when you realize that actually the big problem is replacing all the cards in there, whether it's, you know, the driver's license, your Visa cards, your FBOS card. I went to the mall to go and like buy a new phone. And then I was like, I don't have any means of doing a transaction. This is a problem. I got around that eventually, but
it makes you think about those poor Aussies who got hacked in the Optus leak, who have to replace their passport and driver's license and things through no fault of their own, and unlike you being a bit of an idiot. No offense.
Yeah, thank you. I think probably the real idiot thing is I didn't take up that that loss and damage offer when I went to the phone shop last. Because, you know, I've been through four phones and I haven't even broken a screen, right? I'm usually pretty careful with that stuff. And there's just this one time.
Yeah, I don't think I've been offered that before. But my default is to always say no to the extra things people try and sell you when you buy a product.
Yeah, there's certain things. And to be fair, like phones these days are quite expensive items and you do carry them around with them. I mean, I live a fairly adventurous life in these. And I think I've just been really, really lucky with them, you know, because I take them out on boats, you know, diving through the bush, getting out there and doing all sorts, but they're worth protecting, especially having that backup. But one of the things that really made me miss it is when I went to order another driver's license and they say, hey, you can do this all online if you have a real me login, which is, you know, means that you've been authenticated. And the problem is you log in straight away, it asks for two-factor authentication. We've sent a text message to your cell phone. I went, okay, all right. I guess I got to go get a cell phone first. Huh. So anyway, but the thing I wanted to raise up today for everybody who's listening is that it's Cybersecurity Awareness Week. And there's a few things which everybody in the population could do to make their life a lot less troublesome in the event that somebody does have a crack at their logins in that. Right? Yeah. And this is actually something in the last 6 months, we've had a spate of increase of inquiries coming into our company website, right, from people who have been running small businesses or side hustles, like one-man bands, and pretty much all of their business takes place on either Facebook or Google My Business page or Instagram, right? And that they're providing some kind of service or selling something through that portal, which means that they're very exposed. And in every case, they didn't have two-factor authentication turned on their social media accounts. And so every platform offers it. You absolutely must turn on that two-factor authentication for those critical accounts. If you're a small business, especially, that's your livelihood. Okay. And even if you're not owning a business, but you obviously work with one, what people do in their private lives can also affect their company security in terms of, if your personal email account is compromised and people know you through that, then they can start using that to email all the contacts, which might include your work colleagues and that, right? and sending them links to dodgy things to try and hack them. All right. Uh-huh. So it's kind of, once they get access to an account, there's usually what happens is there's a burst of outgoing messages from your account to try and get more people sucked in, because it's all part of building a massive scalable asset for the cyber criminals.
So your advice is, if you are the business, then you should treat all of your social media accounts, social or not, as I guess attack points for the business.
Yeah, they absolutely are, and they're easy. They're easy to attack because people don't treat it like it is an asset. Even if you're just a private individual, it's an asset that can be taken advantage of for the gain of the cyber criminals.
Because if I was with Facebook or Google, you know, with my business stuff, I would assume that they had it in hand. They're big companies with sophisticated defenses. You know, I would assume that was, if they were watertight, then I'd be watertight.
No, generally company security tends to end at the front door. Although that has been, that the change is coming there with respect to people recognizing that working from home and at some percentage wise throughout an organization is here to stay. Nobody's really insisting that everybody goes back to work in the office full time all the time. Now that people have had a taste of what it's like to work remotely and going, actually, we like this, let's carry this on.
Yeah.
Right. That I think businesses need to have a good think about how can they reduce the risk that people working from home create to the overall environment, and that includes their personal security. Right, if you can subvert an individual, then that individual can carry it across into your environment. It's very hard to have a very clear line across, especially small, medium, large enterprises. But the other key things is there's a lot of private identifying information, like what we're seeing with that Pinnacle breach, is that information is now out there, and Pinnacle is now having to provide identity or credit monitoring services to those people that were affected, right? Now, that's at that large scale. That at the individual scale, everybody should make sure that they're not just being way too public with their social media settings, because it's a boon to somebody who wants to try and get into your information and then use that to social engineer an attack against either yourself or somebody you know. Right, through either just copying all the information out of your account and then using that to try and attack like your cell phone provider to say, hey, you know, the service desk on the cell phone provider, please put a block on my account. I can't, I think I've lost my phone or something like that, right? These get combined into multifaceted scams. So the more information you have out there, the easier it is for an attacker. So set your social media settings to private or friends only. Right, that way you can control who you're sharing information with. Right.
Yeah, and by the way, in case that Pinnacle name doesn't ring a bell for people, this is the widespread sort of medical center health provider hack that happened last week, which made the news. Yeah. Any other tips?
Yeah. Okay. So we've talked about two-factor authentication and privacy settings, passwords. We've talked about in the past. If you tend to reuse the same password over and over again, try using password phrases, right? There's a website called useapassphrase.com, and you can simply click a button and it will produce a password with four words in it that are kind of random, right? I just clicked on it now and it came up with stimulate brisket maternity garbage. That is a phrase that you could find memorable, which is very, very long password. And the time to crack that password would be in the order of 17 million centuries, right? You know what I mean? Next click, footman's own desolate camping. You just keep clicking the button until you find one that you find easy to remember or gives you a bit of a giggle. And that can be a great password to use rather than just going with the same old password 123, which everybody in the hacker's dog knows.
Okay.
And the last one to round it all out is that whenever your devices are saying, please update me, please be kind to them and let them update. They want to be updated. They need to be updated. Please let them update.
Okay. Good advice. And, you know, it's the sort of thing that we all put off. So Cybersecurity Awareness Week is a good week to sit down, put 20 minutes in your calendar and actually do it. Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services, great to chat to you. Thanks very much for the advice, and go easy on that lawnmower, eh?
No way.